I don't have the Bible in person. be at the first time. He did. And after a couple of other years in the business, but even if it was just a couple of days, and he said, I'm sorry, he can hurt one another. He didn't ask why. How did he become something like that? How did he become very good? So, we're going to start off by reading from John chapter 17. John chapter 17, before this, John chapter 17, verse 14, it says, I have given them your word, and you have hated them because they are not of the world, but as I am not of the world, I do not pray. They are not of the world, but as I am not of the world, sanctify them by your word. For their sake, I sanctify myself, that they may be sanctified by. What we see here is the idea that Jesus is the idea that he's a movement that can come to hell. Really moved far from society, although some of us think that, well, why don't I just go buy some property? I just go to the world, and none of us are God, and none of us are truly like God, but being called to be holy.
it is what it is. So maybe part of it is that makes people more comfortable. The other part of it is God has as well. Here at the inversion of the from their place, I think by myself, and they also may be thinking about my group that we can't do it all together on our own. That is authentication is on the book. Chapter 10, verse 10 says, "By that we have all been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." For us, this world has been made holy. None of us are. We're called to try to elevate ourselves, and yet we still have the same problem. The world before Christ's body is set up for us on the cross. He is incapable of the same thing. Flip over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 12. Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 12 says, "Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside of the church." In order to, there's an element of justification to this, allow us to be holy, to be the special chosen people. If there was a need to make us to our efforts to be holy, be more like God. Yes. We're going to come today. Back to chapter 7, verse 29, he used this word. Chapter 7, verse 29 is often used to read the first book. You've got to do the first, you've got to go to church, right? But the concept here is great. The idea, the concept of sanctification is a deep concept. Chapter 10, verse 29, how much worse can it be supposed he thought to be worthy and to be thankful on put it from the foot? How much worse can it be supposed he will be thought worthy to have sprinkled the Son of God on the foot? How much the blood of his covenant by which he was sanctified on the foot? If you have the attitude, the audacity to think of yourself as having earned your salvation, and that you don't want to, like you said to me, I feel unholy, and maybe you don't understand what it truly means to be holy. And the awesome God that God is, that He is perfect, that He is holy, that He is far above. Many people today, they want to see themselves as the God of their own destiny. They want to see themselves as above or smarter than others, so much better than others. The thing that makes God's people sanctified is their connection with Him, their connection with the Holy Spirit, their connection with the Word of God, teaching them how to be holy, that has enabled us to be able to take them to the Holy Spirit. That means what it is, call it that, to make that coming before an holy and mighty and awesome God, but not to be seriously. Not take our relationship with Him outside of the church. He asked, why is it that our society continues breaching and secularizing and worldly, and why is it infecting the church? It's because of our faith. To recognize what holiness means in the future. Trampling underfoot the Son of God is just something that most often when we have a failure to get it to ourselves and get to our lives. So, yes, in the time that we talk about forsaking the things that much more than just to proclaim the name of the Lord at the covenant, which come in as worthless, make it not worthless to God, but worthless to God, in the worship of the Lord, of his life, of giving sacrifice, but a lot of most of his spirit in the ministry of the Lord. I remember when I was in high school, I thought I came back to that. do that with your certain behaviors and the way you told us how we have to get the God who's watching us and telling us that we are taking hold of you. That's a great big chapter. Verse 17 says that will come out from among them who separate from the Lord. Do not touch one of them, clothing and I will receive you. I'll be father to you, because you're not sons and daughters with the Lord God Almighty. So when we talk about being holy, yes, there's the element of sanctification that God does. The other stuff we've been talking about, that's to do ourselves. We make the effort to purify ourselves. We make the effort ourselves to be holy. We make the effort ourselves to awaken that we're skilled at the idea that we see that makes us unclean. What makes us unclean that we are really worried about is what makes you up to every soul? whether every individual is taking work and spiritual, but you as an individual, for you who may be on the fly, you who call yourself a Christian, if you know that God wants you to be in your spirit, not in the flesh, there's nothing to do, you can be a Christian, the life of all of called to be holy, to be God, to be a close to God, to be as like God as you can. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 says, this is the fear of God, your sanctification. As you said, as citizens of your reality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel and sanctification and all. Worshiping the idols of our culture and our standard and ourselves and putting everything before them, can we really be holy? Well, we can be Jesus. Jesus is one that we can connect with. It's just not even on you. You do matter to us. When God has done all this to glorify us, He is already on Him. He can see everything. So what we want us to do is to know that the will for us is that we need to think of us to know how to act. We have to approach this that we must be able to be ready to do so. To carry ourselves together. And what does that look like? What, how can we do this? How can we carry it off? That we're doing things to influence the God. Well, we have to be part of this as well. Have no fellowship with the fruitful work of the are exposing the same unspeakable things that we've done by our enemies. Talk about those who call good evil and evil good, and you know, if you see God and the others, and the other things good. It's a lot easier to go along to get along with you. It's a lot easier to get.
Thank you.
there's a battle for your conscience and your mind. You cannot be sanctified by accident, and you cannot be dedicated to God and dedicated to the things of the Lord. To God and His own. And then it's not from where we're not going to get there yet. We're not going to be able to hold it. Thank you.